History was made and repeated over the weekend at the U.S. Open Tennis Championships in Flushing Meadows, New York. On Saturday, sisters Venus and Serena Williams went into the record books by becoming the first sisters to play one another in a Grand Slam final. Big sister Venus won her second straight Open title. Yesterday, Pete Sampras was denied a 14th Grand Slam victory. He lost for the second straight year to a 20-year-old on the rise, this time to Australian Leighton Hewitt. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Let's start with Hewitt, because he made news on and off the court during the tournament.
I think it's very important that we separate Hewitt the player from Hewitt the person. Hewitt the player is a brilliant young tennis player. He's 20 years old. He's been coming towards this for the last several years. He was a semifinalist at the Open last year, lost to Pete Sampras. Yesterday, he just had too much left for Sampras, who had played so superbly to get to the final, and he's a deserving champion. But Hewitt the person is a poster child for everything that is wrong with tennis and with sports today. In his second round match against James Blake, a young African-American, he accused an African-American line judge of cheating to try to help Blake and said it was because, quote, look at the two of them and you tell me what's similar. That was heard on a TV microphone. He then tried to deny it, that he was misunderstood. He's unrepentant. He's had incidents that were almost as bad as this before. And yet, of course, everybody in tennis stands around and acts as if he hasn't done anything wrong.
Is he reprimanded for this?
He was nothinged for this. The chair umpire had the authority to default him on the spot for gross misconduct, and this was pretty darn gross. And then after looking at the tape, the USTA said, well, we can't really determine that this was a racial comment, so we're taking no action. So if you wonder why tennis players act this way and behave so immaturely, you can look at an incident like this.
Sampras lost the final again, but he can't be too disappointed with the way he played.
No, actually, I think he was disappointed yesterday because he played so poorly. He had nothing left. But he went through three past U.S. Open champions, Patrick Rafter, Andre Agassi, Murat Safin, to get to the final. And his match with Agassi was one of the best tennis matches of the last 10 years and shows that at 30, he still has game left in his tank, and there's no reason for him not to go on and keep playing.
Nothing disappointing about the Williams sisters.
Except the final. You know, as brilliant as they are, Bob, they are the two best women tennis players in the world now. They're a great story. But when they play each other, the quality of the tennis just isn't there. Particularly Serena gets so nervous that she can't seem to play up to the level that she plays at to get to the final or to get to playing Venus. And it's really too bad because that match got a huge television rating. It was on in prime time. As I said, it's history. History was made the first time two sisters have ever played. But the tennis itself wasn't very good, and the two of them have never yet played a particularly good match.
You think that'll change?
I do think it'll change over time. We have to remember that even though Venus won her fourth major title on Saturday night, they're still only 21 and 19, and I think they have the potential to be the kind of rivalry like Chris Evert and Martina Navratilova, with throw in the fact that they're sisters. If we can just get their father off the stage and get him to stop talking and let everybody focus on the two women, they have the potential to be the rivalry that can carry this sport, which needs a rivalry so desperately, for the next several years.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of Hard Courts.